Street battles continued to rage in the Egyptian capital Cairo overnight as demonstrators called on the country's military rulers to cede power. Christopher Wells reports.
Egyptian riot police fired tear gas at protesters demanding Egypt's army relinquish power in a sixth night of violence. Scores of young men stumbled into dark side streets off Cairo's Tahrir Square to escape the acrid smoke during a running battle with police. But undeterred, tens of thousands still thronged the square peacefully throughout the night to protest the deaths of more than 30 people in the violence and reject the army's offer of a referendum on its rule. Kalwa Mitar, the director of the UN Information Center in Egypt, said Cairo is on edge.
The situation is extremely tense and sad at the same time due to the loss of many lives during the protest in Tahrir Square. People are worried that this will lead to even escalation of the situation instead of calming it down.
The United Nations strongly condemned authorities for what it deemed was an excessive use of force. UN Human Rights Chief Navi Pillay said yesterday she deplored the role of Egypt's security forces in attempting to suppress protesters. The protests were continuing despite concessions promised by the head of Egypt's ruling military council. The clashes are the longest spate of uninterrupted violence since the 18-day uprising that toppled the former regime in February. I'm Christopher Wells.